On the show today, we have Coast Hill Credit Union CEO Paul Cook talking about how his credit union, like so many others across the nation, is helping members impacted by the current government shutdown. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Paul Cook from Coast Hills Credit Union. Paul, how are you?
I'm doing great. I really appreciate the opportunity to visit with you today.
Oh, this is great. This is a great story that that not only your credit union is doing, but lots of credit unions nationwide are jumping into assisting their members during this government shutdown that's really starting to affect folks that are obviously employed by the government. And you guys are right there in the mix. So what exactly is Coast Hills doing for members affected by this shutdown right now?
I think it's worth noting this is actually the longest shutdown we've had in the history of our government.
I heard, yeah.
And we took this very seriously. We actually started getting ready for this at the first of the year, just kind of reading the political tea leaves.
Wow.
And what we are doing is any of our members that currently have an auto loan with us or a Visa payment, they're allowed to skip up to two payments, interest-free, no cost, no hassle. It's a part of our overall disaster relief program that we had put in place just late last year. So if we've actually used it for other purposes as well, but we certainly consider it a disaster when people's paychecks are interrupted.
Indeed, indeed. And so, so you guys kind of almost, I don't want to say you predicted it, but you kind of could see it coming. I think a lot of us could, but
yes,
that's pretty
absolutely proactive
of you guys to okay, we should be prepared in case something like this happens.
Absolutely. And we've also added to it, we have it set so that any of our members who work for the government and can demonstrate to us that they've been a member and they receive their direct deposits from the members, that we will give them half of their full month's pay or up to $5,000.
Oh, wow.
Interest-free, no cost, again, making it very simple for them on a 90-day basis.
Okay.
And then we're going to look at it. If it's still going on after 90 days, we'll extend the loan under the same terms. But I think we'll have bigger problems going on in 90 days.
Got that right. Got that right for sure. So if you don't mind me asking, what particular or what specific members part of Coast Hills who are members was, because I know down here in San Diego, Cabrillo Federal Credit Union, they are supporting the Border Patrol folks who work on the border. They're helping those folks out. So what members are you guys helping out?
It's interesting. We've already had members take advantage of it. And so we do have some forest land, the people who are impacted.
Yeah.
But interestingly enough, and sometimes we're forgotten here on the Central Coast, but out of Morro Bay and other areas, we have the Coast Guard.
Oh,
and
okay.
The Coast Guard is clearly affected, and it's actually one of our Coast Guard members that took advantage of this loan program that we did, not the skip a pay, but the advancement of a paycheck.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
they
good for that.
They took advantage of that last Friday.
Okay, very cool. And so
Coast Guard, and then we have skip pays coming from people who work on the National Forest.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, looking at it from the bigger picture here, I've been hearing it on the radio, on the TV, obviously in the industry publications and stuff. How do you see this? What does it put credit unions in? What type of light do you see this putting credit? Because I keep seeing credit unions as at the forefront of doing things like this. I see other companies, other industries doing stuff, but credit unions really seem to be taking the ball and running with this one.
But that's really the difference. That's really what's so special about the whole credit union movement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are member owners, and I think sometimes that's a little bit lost, that the members are really the owners of the financial institutions. Our board of directors and our supervisory committees empowers us as the executive management team to do what's right for our members.
Mm-hmm.
And in this program, in this instance, I can't think of anything better that we could be doing than stepping forward and leading the way and setting the example of how we can help our member owners.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think this is a really good word of mouth. Very organic kind of a campaign. Getting the word out about how credit unions do help out their members, as opposed to an advertisement or something online or whatever. This is something truly organic that can really spread word of mouth wise.
And we're hoping so. You know, we've certainly done the press releases. We're trying to get the word out. We're sending emails out to our members. Our call center is fully empowered to discuss it. Same with our collections group, with anyone who comes forward. We are the ones that are trying to be as proactive as possible, make this program known. We've actually sent it to both our senators here in the state, as well as our congressmen, and let them know, as well as our regulators. We are doing everything we can to make people aware of what we're doing during mm-hmm. this difficult time for our member owners.
That's a great idea. I didn't think of that one, because obviously the GAC is coming up here in about a couple of months, actually a month and a half, something like that. So that's a really kind of a good precursor to introduce your credit. A lot of the newbies that are in that just entered their Congress tenures, that would be a great intro Absolutely. For them. So as well as the established folks too. So that's a great idea.
Well, we really are trying to just cover all the bases and let people know really what credit unions are about, who we are, and what makes us different. We really are there for our member owners. Mm-hmm. So they matter to us. They're the ones that make it possible every day for me and all of my fellow employees to have a job.
Yeah.
And so it's really important to put them first.
And especially, like, you know, folks who work for the government, who, you know, there's parks and recreation, the forestry, the Coast Guard, Absolutely. All these folks that you don't really think about on a day-to-day basis, but kind of keep this country running a little bit, you know? So it's really important that these folks keep moving forward as well.
I mean, we have an FBI field office right here in Santa Maria, which is in our footprint. I already was talking about the Coast Guard, but you're absolutely right. These are somewhat the forgotten people. I mean, we have the San Luis Obispo Airport, which mm-hmm. has TSA people.
No, that's right.
You know, all of these people are affected by mm-hmm. this. And mm-hmm. and we looked at across the landscape and realized that a lot of these people have loans with us or consider us their primary financial institution. Mm-hmm. And again, it's about trying to help them, yeah. seeing what we can do to be a stopgap measure while the government sorts out what they are going to do.
Indeed. Well, that's a good message to end on, Paul. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day. You guys are doing some great work up there. Appreciate it. And any final words of wisdom here to wrap up? Or,
you know, just again, trying to get the message out about who credit unions are, how we're different, how we're always going to put the member first and consider their needs. And we are happy to step up. And we view this as a partnership with our members. Yeah. And we will always be there for you.
Fantastic. Fantastic. All right, Paul, I'll let you get back to work because I know you got plenty on your plate. So appreciate the time as always and keep up the good work, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care.